You're listening to Guide to Brides, the wedding podcast. I'm Nikita from Team GFB, and if you're planning your wedding or helping someone who is, you're in the right place, because I'll be discussing trends, practical planning tips, and more with the help of some special guests along the way. So let's get started with today's episode. Welcome back to a brand new season of Guide to Brides, the wedding podcast. We have got so many fantastic topics lined up for you this season, including a bit of information about my wedding, a little bit of insight there. But also we'll be talking about prenups, and we've got lots and lots of other topics, including decor and wedding dresses. And speaking of wedding dresses, that is the first topic of this season. And I am absolutely delighted to be joined by Peter and Jenny from Wed to Be. Many of you might know Wed to Be, you probably passed them because there's quite a few of those stores around. And you might have seen them online with their fantastic reels and TikToks and all sorts of dress inspiration. So I'm not going to do too much of the talking, because I really want to hear from you guys all about being a budget savvy bride when shopping for your wedding dress. And I think we're going to have a really interesting conversation today. But before we get started, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, certainly. So I'm Jenny. I'm one of the founders of Wed to Be. Myself and my husband Todd, we founded the business over 15 years ago now.
Wow.
So we've been around for a long time. It feels like a lifetime. Peter joined us very early on. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, it's been many years now. I'm Peter. I'm one of the directors of the company, and it's been a whirlwind. It's been many years, but it feels like it's happened in no time. It's been a fabulous journey, and yeah, really excited to see what the future is.
Always the most fun things go by in a flash, don't they?
Absolutely.
So it's good to know that you've had such a great time.
Absolutely.
So Jenny, tell us about Wed to Be and where it came from, what the concept came from.
Yeah, certainly. So we started Wed to Be, myself and Todd, because we had worked in wholesale businesses and, well, within the bridal industry, and we could see that there was an opportunity for us to be able to bring our product, our beautiful wedding dresses, directly to brides using a slightly different business model to the traditional boutique wholesale design process. So we actually we scratched our heads for a long time to think, how on earth can we do this? How can we bring our product directly to brides at a really great price, but in no way compromising on quality? Mm. And we settled on an off-the-peg model.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up our first store, which feels like a lifetime ago. and we opened the doors and we put some money towards some marketing, and we were really, really busy.
Oh, good.
So we thought, wow,
I mean,
okay,
we look at where you are now. It's hardly a surprise. I'm like, wow, that's so great. And like, actually, no, we're dealing with like 40 stores in the UK here, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, and that's how we grew. So we literally started off with this one store that was doing so well. We've always been determined to keep our prices as competitive as possible. But as I say, never, ever compromising on the quality. We're so lucky with our experience to work with some brilliant designers and some, you know, world-class manufacturing. We will never compromise on quality of the product, but just because we kind of approached the route to getting the dresses to the bride slightly differently with the off the peg model, we found the sort of success in the first store. Then it was store two, then it was store three, and then all of a sudden we were at 40 in the UK and 59 in total across Europe as well. So
amazing.
It's just been a crazy journey.
Oh, absolutely. And there I was knocking the door saying, can I come along? It was a phenomenal story, the growth initially, but it was the offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a retailer. I've had a varied career, and I mentioned earlier to you that all of a sudden my friends were saying, you're selling wedding dresses. And it was, yes, I am. But at the same time, what we're doing is the offer to the customer.
Yes.
I've worked with some great retail businesses, and the success of any retail business is the offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's what is it offering the customer, because the customer will sell you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fortunate position that we've been into. As you mentioned, we've got to 40 stores, and that was primarily where I came on board to bring that retail planning and scope for growing our portfolio of stores in the right places at the right time, etc. But it was only because our customer loves the product, loves the offer, and talks about it.
That's the thing, isn't it? Like, I find working in the wedding industry and being able to speak to brides and grooms, like on our podcast, for example, that it's everyone gets so passionate about it. It becomes your life when you're planning your wedding. Absolutely. And I'm sure you both agree that when you're working in the industry, it is your life.
Oh. Yes, absolutely.
So you've got to have the passion for it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you really do. And I think we're so lucky. We've got some store teams that hear so many different stories. And those stories do get filtered through to us as well. I might not be on the shop floor every single day, but those stories come to us and we hear some incredible tales and some really emotional, some hilarious and just some lovely stories. But you do have to always have that passion and always have to remember that at the end of the day, it's the bride's most important day of her life. And you can never take away from that. We're so lucky to be involved in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that it's such an exciting time for the listeners as well. I'm really hoping that this conversation will help you to think about how you can think about your wedding fashion, but without breaking the bank as such. Before we get into my questions, I think it's really important to note that when we're talking about being budget savvy, we're not talking about doing things on the cheap.
Absolutely
here, are we?
Not.
No. And I think it means avoiding spending beyond your means, being smart with your budget. I certainly didn't have a small wedding, but I was very cautious about overspending. And I think, you know, it's thinking about value for money, isn't it? I mean, where does Wed2Be sit with that?
Well, I think as a starting point, you know, I strongly believe that your wedding day is such a special day. It's so important. It's a real life moment. But the worst thing to do is to start your lovely married life in a huge debt. Because actually, from that point, you might want to start thinking about house or family or other things.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to really consider what's realistic. For us, as I said previously, you never want to compromise on quality for the sake of price. So we've always made sure that obviously we're doing things slightly differently to another boutique. You can still have that incredible wedding dress and have it within your budget. The important thing is to plan and to really stick to your plan. I think that's absolutely key, to do your research. So wherever you go to buy your wedding dress, know what they're price range is, know what your budget is, what proportion of the dresses in the store that you're going to do you think you can try on, what fall into your budget. Do look on social media, are the prices advertised out on social media?
Look
everywhere, do as much research as you possibly can, so you know when you're walking into that store you're actually feeling really confident that, you know, I know what I'm doing here and I know I'm not going to blow my budget and I'm going to stick to my plan. And also think about not just your wedding dress, but your whole wedding day look. You're obviously going to be thinking about jewellery. You'll be thinking about underskirts. You'll be thinking about accessories like belts, veils, tiara, whatever. So thinking about all of those things as part of your whole wedding day look as well.
And I think that's a really nice point, is actually doing the research. So a lot of bridal boutiques out there will put like price range starts from X.
Yes.
And if you are, say, spending a maximum of £2,000 on your whole wedding day look and the prices start from £1,800, then that doesn't give you much wriggle room in terms of what you can try on, does it?
No, absolutely. It's definitely knowing where your budget sits is so important. For us, we're quite lucky because our price ranges are £599 to £899. With a majority of our dresses being 599 to 699. So you know that you're never going to stray too far off your budget. If your budget for your dress is 699 and actually you fall in love with an 899 dress, you're over budget, and that's, you perhaps have to think about where you're going to save that money somewhere else, but you're not blowing your budget. You sneaked over it a little bit. So definitely knowing what other items you're going to want to buy on the for your whole wedding outlook, your whole wedding day look, mm-hmm. And having all of that priced up and all of that considered is really important. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Thinking you're spending £1,800 on your dress, but £2,000 on the whole look, yeah, you're going to go over budget.
Yeah.
And I think modern day, we're all business owners in our own households these days. Mm. You know, everything's going up and nothing less is coming in, as we all feel. And I think business owners, if you're planning a wedding, you are a MD.
Yeah.
You are the CFO. You are the, you know, you're the wedding
Chief
planner.
Buyer.
Absolutely. You know, events coordinator, logistics, the whole lot. Yeah. And I don't think people fully understand how good they are. And there's a lot that goes in. Jenny mentioned planning. Planning is the most important thing for all of us. Mm. It's understanding what we want. And I think wants and needs are a big thing. In all retail, wants and needs will always exist. There is a want, mm-hmm. and there is for this day to be amazing.
Yeah.
There is a want to look fabulous.
Yeah.
There is a need to stay within budget. There's a need to make sure that this day is going to be stressful. Mm-hmm. Accept that. But this day is not going to be something that is later regrettable or mm-hmm. Has overstretched us or is not looked back with only looked back with fond memories.
Okay, I think that's a really nice point to lead us into the sort of Q&A portion of our discussion, because when we were talking about what we could potentially cover in this episode with you and how it was, you know, going to be about being budget savvy, you know, I think a lot of people know what they want for their wedding, and maybe the hardest part is putting the financial point to it. So
yeah.
It's having a think about what kind of questions to ask. And I thought, you know what, you guys are the experts in terms of the wedding fashion side of things. So let me ask you the key questions about being budget savvy with wedding fashion. And we'll go from there. So why do you think it's so important to be open with your bridal boutique or your store assistants about your budget and those other important factors that you mentioned, sort of the accessories that are really important to you? Why is that so important to be honest about it?
I think where you are, if you're going to buy a wedding dress somewhere where you could potentially blow your budget because they have such a wide range of price available, dresses at prices available, you could easily sneak towards a dress where you know you're going to push your budget too hard. And I think being really honest about what your absolute maximum point is so important, mm-hmm. because you're going to have to save that money somewhere else.
Yeah.
And when you go to, I don't know, maybe look at your flowers or your vehicle for getting there, when you're looking at those things, you're not going to want to compromise on those either.
No.
So you sticking to the budget is so key. Mm-hmm.
I think for us, and actually the same across the whole of bridal, the best will ask questions.
They
will, and the most important thing that any of our bridal sales consultants are told, we talk about is listen. Mm-hmm. Because there are nuances, there are individuality, there is lots of things that can come out of listening to what actually a bride does want.
Mm-hmm.
Their needs will be met if we do that. And it's I think managing expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So when a bride arrives to you, talk to her about where she is in her journey.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she here? You know, mm-hmm. yes, she's buying a wedding dress, but is she here because she's getting married next week? Or is she here because she just wants to try on every single style you've got because mm-hmm. she doesn't know? All of those, setting out, listening, and then, talking back to them and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do today. And then actually doing that. That's, I think it's the most important thing. They feel like they've been listened to, they're understood, and they leave with their expectations met.
That's really great. Like it's so important that the customer is listened to, and especially when it's such an important moment, such as buying your wedding dress, like feeling like you're being heard and feeling like you're being listened to is so core to that. And it's lovely to hear that Wed2B's team is actually trained to make sure that that is the case.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I guess, you know, your store consultants are your experts, aren't they, in terms of, you know, actually, I think that this dress will look great on you. What's your budget? Let's have a look at this one because that one suits that or that fits within it. They're the experts, aren't they?
They really are. they see brides day in, day out, and they hear every story under the sun. So they're trained, coached, developed, I guess, to ask lots and lots of questions and to really understand what the bride's looking for, to, and not just the bride, but engage with the whole entourage. Mm-hmm. So they get a really good feel about what that bride is really wants, the whole look of her wedding day. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about the venue, we'll talk about their first dance, who's mm-hmm. walking them down the aisle, so that when that bride finds that dress, we can do some checking with her and say, have we really found this dress? Because when you talk about walking down the aisle with your dad or your brother, is this really what you imagined yourself being in? More often than not, it's a yes, because she's fallen in love with that dress. So, you know, we've done our job. If it's not, obviously we revisit, go, okay, why not? Let's go back. And it's asking lots and lots of questions, checking in, asking the bride's ideas, her thoughts, her feelings, you know, what was it you were really dreaming of when you walked through the door? So doing that day in, day out, gives you the techniques of being able to pick up on the little clues, the little nuances. And they really are experts in what they're doing. They know every fabric, they know every embellishment, they know every shape. So being able to say, oh, you know, I want a simple look, but I want to be really elegant. We're just thinking, okay, what have we got that's simple and elegant? She's probably thinking something a bit plain. If she thinks she's using the word simple to me, she probably doesn't want loads of sequins all over it. But just asking lots and lots and lots of questions.
Yeah, perfect. And I think that's why it's so nice to hear what the experience would be for someone walking into a Wed2B store, because actually, if that is the case, then they know to prepare to be ready to be open to and talk about these things.
And I think look, we're fortunate that we have a very strong and quite a large volume of good reviews. Retail talks about 5 stars reviews. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, podcast as well. Yeah. you're asking the listeners later.
Yes, please leave us a review. Yeah.
and it's important because we're all doing our research these days. We're all looking at why, and you know, over 31,000, coming up to 32,000, 4.92 at the moment, our reviews. It's a phenomenal story.
How can a bride communicate their budget constraints with a team member? Because obviously, we're talking about budget here, and it's quite a personal topic. It's quite a tricky topic for some people. Perhaps you want to keep that private from the rest of the entourage that's come in with you. What are your tips for that?
So first of all, is as I said before, do your research. Mm-hmm. So you know where you're going, so you know what their price range is, so you know whether you are communicating your budget as a bride is a priority, or whether, you know, maybe you're in the very fortunate position that you could probably afford any dress in the store. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think that the dresses in our stores are all pretty affordable, but it, you know, other places, you know, knowing what your top and bottom end is. We would, if for example, if a bride would come to our store, we would, all of our prices are on every single dress. Mm-hmm. So we allow brides can look at the dresses, they'll see all the labelling, they'll see all the prices. When it comes to conversations about budget, you're absolutely right that it can be, it's a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a discreet conversation. If we can get the impression that that's something that's really important to the bride, and we'll say, how much are you looking to spend today? Mm-hmm. Rather than saying, what's your budget? Because the word budget's, you know, you don't ever feel like you're a budget bride.
No.
Because, you know, it just so happens that you have an amount that you want to spend on that particular item for your wedding.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the budget savvy thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean you're buying a cheap thing. No. It means that you are Yeah. Just being conscious of how much you're spending and finding the thing that's the right value for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Value for money is key.
Yes. So we'll discuss the price of every dress as we dress in a bride and say, well, this is an Anna Thorano dress, it's $609. We'll do more of that sort of towards building the rapport with the customer, so that are we getting the sense from the customers, is that okay? And if they seem quite comfortable with that, then we know that we're hitting the mark. So it's about being delicate and discreet with it, but equally being quite open with where our price point is, and not being frightened that our brides know exactly what the price of every single dress is.
And that was both a long discussion and a conscious decision that we, because of our business model, we are able to fix our costs for that dress. But we all know the world's a different, it's a scary animal right now. Commodity costs have increased, logistic costs have increased, everything has gone up. And so I've seen it more across the websites and images that prices aren't shouted about. And I understand that reasoning. We're quite fortunate that we can fix that price. And it's, do we copy? What do we do? Well, actually, no. What we want to do is say, right, this is the price. This is the dress. So, and we know from website hits, from clicks, and you talked about our social media earlier, and the comments that we get, we know that the research and the planning is happening. So our hope is that, as well as talking to them when they come in and the right questions, they already know what they're walking into. Again, I'm going to be boring and go back to expectations, but it's the whole mantra of when somebody comes to Wed to Be, they get what they knew they were going to get. And that's that. Actually, the one thing they do find new is that when they actually do touch the dress, they do try it on, they say, oh, the quality is the same.
Well, that, it is there. Yeah, that's actually one of my questions here is, Wed to Be dresses to me sound very low cost. So how do you guys manage to make sure that they are such high quality?
It's the way we bring the dress to the bride. It's the business model that we've set up, our off the peg model, which means we were able to, we work with brilliant designers, and we buy a certain number of dresses, we design a certain number of dresses, and that'll be it for that particular dress. So it'll be in a limited edition, but we will look at which stores that dress then we'll go to. But our off the peg model means that we don't have the whole chain that a lot of other businesses do have. So we can bring the same quality. We're working with the most incredible fabrics and techniques and embellishments. The manufacturers that we're using are just the top manufacturers for bridal dresses in the whole world. So we're really lucky. But it's just our business model allows us. We've got stores full of dresses. Just allows us to have that lower price.
And I think that's a really important point, that the cost price of a wedding dress is the same the world over. We can attract slightly better costs for our volume purchasing, 59 stores across Europe, 40 in the UK. We have that luxury, but the cost price is the same. It's the costs outside of manufacturer to physical retail. It's how the business has been set up to make sure that is as streamlined as possible. And there's a lot of hard work. We put a lot of effort. We put a lot of good people who work with us who are monitoring every cost in our business. So make sure that we can, A, be sustainable and be a reputable business who will be around for a very long time, but also that that price point that we've promised is met and kept.
And that's really, I guess, the benefit of going with such a large retailer like yourselves on that kind of avenue, because, as you say, you know, you've chosen designers and you've worked closely with them, yeah. but it's the way that you work with them that sort of puts the difference in there,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely, that's exactly it.
So researching your options, that is always, it's already a topic we've covered, but is that, that's always going to be the first starting point, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is always going to be the first starting point. Arguably, when you're trying to be budget savvy, that is something that you're really trying to make sure that you do quite heavily and intensely. And we've talked quite a lot about that. But I think from my point of view, when you're researching and you're in that initial stage of thinking about your wedding dress and what you want from a wedding dress and where to look and the styles, the price, everything like that, it can be quite difficult to know where to start.
Absolutely.
So, what would your recommendations be for the brides out there who are trying to be more budget savvy? Where would you suggest they start their search?
Well, I think the natural place that a bride will always start will be to go online and just type into Google wedding dresses and see what comes up.
That can be overwhelming as well, can't it?
Completely.
Set yourself 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
From when you start. And then, I'm saying this, when you first go on, there's rabbit.
Rabbit hole.
So you look at websites, look at images, look at Pinterest and TikTok and social media in general. Just start getting a really good feel of what options are out there. When it comes to actually leaving your house, going to a wedding dress store and trying dresses on, to be really open-minded. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the story across the world that, you know, a bride will come into a store and have a very clear idea about what it is that she wants, mm-hmm. in some cases, often quite rare cases. Doesn't necessarily mean the bride's going to leave with the dress that she thought she was going to come in for. So I think even if you have a really clear idea of what it is that you think you want, mm-hmm. want to end up looking like on your wedding day, be really open-minded. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally, there are 6-7 wedding dress shapes. Mm-hmm. Ball gown, fishtail, sheath, A-line, slim A-line, and others. So fundamentally, what we will do when you come to us is we will go, right, let's nail the shape. Let's find what it is that you feel really comfortable in, what flatters your body shape, what you want to look like on your wedding day. The rest, so things like neckline, do you want sleeves, do you want straps, do you want to have him sparkle, do you want to have lace, that comes through those conversations that we're having in the fitting room. So okay, we've kind of narrowed down that we love this A-line shape. What do we think about the sleeve? Do you like the sleeve, or do you want to try something strapless? So we'll go, okay, so we know we love the A-line, let's try and find something that's strapless to go with that. So just being really open-minded to trying anything on, even if you do all your research and you think, I really love a sheath dress. Brilliant, love it. That's great that you love the sheath dress, and you'll probably come and try some sheath dresses on. But don't fix in your mind that's the only shape I'm going to try on. Be really open, and we'll encourage you to be open-minded when you come into store, because we just love playing dress up for anything.
It's not work then, is it?
It's the most common question I get asked out of work. Can we go to your stores and try on? Can we have dress up, please?
Just have some fun with it. And we want to have fun with it. I'd say, do your research. Look at Pinterest. Look at all the dress shapes. Get a really good idea of what trends are out there, what you think you might like, but come really open-minded and let us help you make that decision in store when you find the one, you just know.
You just know. I think aspiration.
Yeah.
We all need it. And what we're looking for a little bit is some inspiration as well. So Jenny was quite right. I think every boutique in the world will tell you that there's a high percentage of people don't. They know the dress, they know the style, they know that they put it on. It doesn't fit me. It doesn't suit me. It doesn't this. I've got a story. I don't see many people getting dressed into wedding dresses. Everyone will be really happy to know. but one of our, what happens in all, we have training teams that go around our stores, and we're constantly working with people. And I was in our Camberley store back in 2017-ish. And
pre-COVID, wow.
It's like a lifetime ago. The whole world away.
Tell me about it. Yeah, it was just free.
Free, easy, no worries.
And we had a member of staff, she'd been with us for about 12 months and she was getting married. Mm-hmm. And Angela had trained, well, head of retail was in there. And she was trying some dresses on with her. And she came out of the changing room and I knew her quite well. And mm-hmm. she showed me and she was in tears. She absolutely. And Angela turned to her and said, I'm now going to find you a dress that fits you. Mm. Because she was there, she had the look.
And the look was right.
The dress she wanted, the look was right, but there were some compromises going on, mm-hmm. and there were some bits here. And then she went and found, and because Angela listened to what she wanted, and she mm-hmm. said, listen, trust me. And she mm-hmm. went away, she came back. And it wasn't the over-the-top tears, she just beamed. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned before, I'm a retailer. I like to make sure that the offer that we're offering is top.
That's your job.
Absolutely. And in that moment, it was just a reinforcement of, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's what you do. The customer has all of our aspiration. Mm-hmm. It's about mixing that with some inspiration mm-hmm. from just purely listening and from experience.
Yeah. Fantastic. I think, I know you'll only be able to speak to this on a web2B front, but are there financing options, payment plans, or anything that brides can take advantage of if they're trying to sort of spread the cost? I mean, you know, with, again, talking about being budget savvy, we're not talking about cheap here. This is not going to necessarily be a purchase that you can do at then and there with all of the money that you've got. Are there payment plans and payment options that you can consider as a bride?
Absolutely. We're very aware that whilst, from our perspective as wed2b, we always say we have a great value for money. Mm-hmm. But when you take a step back, you're still spending quite a lot of money on a dress.
Yeah.
Probably the most expensive item you'll ever buy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, with particularly for us, with our off-the-peg model, you know, if you're lucky enough that you come along with a bank of mum and dad, then great, you know, mm-hmm. that's brilliant, lucky, mm-hmm. that's a great situation to be in. But yeah, we definitely offer some flexible options as mm-hmm. well. So one of the possibilities that we have is Klarna. Mm-hmm. So we'll offer that in all of our stores to brides to give an opportunity to spread that payment over several months mm-hmm. And just take that sting
mm-hmm.
out of the initial payment. So that's a great option. You know, you have to be really careful with how you're going to pay for your whole wedding. Mm-hmm. And I think knowing all the options up front, and again, maybe having some massive Excel sheet that you're going to use to plan how you're going to pay for each individual item, because, you know, there's a lot to fork out for a mm-hmm. wedding. But yes, yeah, certainly things like Klarna are available to our brides. So yeah, there's
we've had many discussion, and pre introducing Klarna to our stores, it was, is it the right thing to do? Mm-hmm. Where do we want to position this? Mm-hmm. I think we're very happy that we know where our price point sits. Mm-hmm. One of the other considerations that within our model is that it's off the peg. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of brides, the majority of our brides arrive to store with their budget intact.
Yeah.
It's there. They know how much they're going to spend on a dress. They know they can buy their dress today. And if, yeah, we talked earlier, you know, John mentioned 20 people buying their dresses now for 2029. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, wow. That's a head. But I think timing, mm-hmm. go back to planning again. When's the right time to buy my wedding dress? You know, with the traditional model, you're probably encouraged
6 months.
Eight
months.
Yeah, of course. And COVID, it shot again and it changed. We've got that security of the dresses available today to take away mm-hmm. today. So you can plan your time around when it's best suited for you. And I think that's probably the most empowering for a bride to be, is that they're controlling their finances within their own mm-hmm. budgets and outgoings, etc. So
yeah, and I actually like that point that you can go in and buy a dress for next week. I mean, just thinking about, like, there was a point in my planning was like, do I want a second dress?
You do.
Absolutely. Look, we've had many a story of without mentioning the reasons why, where people have arrived saying, we had one lady arrive in a taxi going to the venue. That's a one-off.
It was a real
difficult one-off, but it was but it was, and actually she looks stunning.
Yeah, but,
So there is that. There's the one-off. Please don't plan that way.
Yeah, we can't cope with that.
Please just think about at least a few months in advance, guys. That would be the best kind of situation. But it's nice to know that actually, as you say, if the worst happens and there's a real issue, there is somewhere that you can go and you can find something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, COVID was a classic example. You know, unfortunately, people lost their jobs and businesses closed down and supply chain stopped. Mm. And so there was real supply issues. And we were immediately after COVID, we were inundated with extraordinary requests and requirements. Yeah.
I think it's nice because you can then cater to both, can't you? You can cater to the people that are taking their time and planning and maybe coming in a couple of times to find the right dress, but then you can also cater to those people that really need the last minute, I'm really stuck now, quick, help me find a dress.
Definitely.
And I think whatever point you are in that journey, what you're arriving to is today's stock.
Yeah.
It's not this season's, it's not, you know, we, so you're always fairly confident that what you're getting is on trend, it's new, it's and obviously available today.
Mm. That's brilliant. Thank you. Okay, so I've got a couple more questions here. It can be very easy to overspend on literally anything for a wedding, can't it? But if you are wanting to stick to your budget as much as physically possible, what advice would you give to the couples out there? It could be about wedding dresses. It could be about anything to do with weddings. But if you really have to stick to a certain budget, do you have any advice?
Plan. Write it all down. Mm. There are loads of great tools out there on the internet that will kind of give you an idea of the things that you might want to spend money on. Mm. And think about the things that are really, really important to you. Mm. And the things that you're quite happy to compromise on.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that are really important to you, make sure you put enough budget in there to give you some contingency.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, if you love an Excel sheet or whatever, if you just if you like to write it down on pen and paper, split everything out and absolutely prioritise the thing that's important to you. If
obviously that's the dress.
Well, obviously. And do you know what? I think how you look and feel on the wedding day has got to be one of the most important things, because your confidence on the day is going to absolutely shine through. If you feel amazing and you know you look amazing and, you know, your hair looks great, your makeup looks great, your dress looks stunning, things that are maybe less important to you kind of pale away into insignificance. I don't think I can even remember things like wedding favours that we had, because for me, they didn't. For some people, it'd be incredibly important. The gift that you give away to the people that come to your wedding would be incredibly important. Mm. But you really need to think about what the most important thing for you is, and definitely how you look and feel on the day is important. I also think personally, I think your photographs and getting a good photographer, because that's going to stay with you forever. Mm. Those images of you and your partner, they're going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be other elements of your wedding that you'll have fond memories of and you'll love, but they might
not be as important
to you ultimately. So it's about, in terms of the planning, prioritizing those things and making sure that you put enough padding into your budget for the thing that really does mean the most to you.
There are many, many. The wedding industry is huge. The supplier list is phenomenal. That's and there are so many great people out there. The most important thing for me is talk honestly.
Mm.
I talked earlier about aspiration. Paint the picture of what you're trying to achieve and introduce your budget. Because the best suppliers out there will achieve.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a compromise, but it's still going to match what you require.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's achievable. yes, there's loads of stories of pre-loved, of homemade, of whatever it may be, and that might be the way of achieving your ultimate goal. But it's talk and be heard. So never be afraid. This is your day. This is your money. You know.
Yeah.
And I think more than ever, we're in a world where people actually are more confident with that because. Guess what? I actually want to buy food this week as well, and I don't want that. You know, we're hearing about food banks, and we're hearing about all of this where we are in the world. And I think with that, people are a lot more confident, and so they should be. I'm somebody who watches every single penny, which my wife loved when we were getting married. However, we planned out what was going to happen, what we wanted, what was needed. All of those, and we ended up saying before we brought it up and saying, right, tick, tick, tick. Same as moving house. Make sure you tick every box. If you don't tick every box, you're going to find fault with something.
Yeah, I think that's where the prioritization point comes in, because there are certain things that you don't have to tick every single box for your wedding, but there are things that you will absolutely want to. And so I think both of those points like work really well together, because as you say, when you're prioritising what's most important to you, you know which ones have to tick every single box. Whereas what you're saying there, Peter, is the ability to know which things actually are the most important to you, and making sure that those are right, where you've managed to get those and you're spending the money on those things rather than compromising somewhere where actually you probably didn't want to. Yeah.
I think also knowing that your friends and your family are coming to the day to celebrate you as a couple. And you know, if there are things like a free bar, you're paying for the bar, is that the thing they're going to take away from the day? That we went to their wedding, we got a free bar. Actually, they're there to celebrate you. And so plan what you're going to spend your money for your reception, for your, you know, your evening do, whatever you're planning on having. Make sure that, you know, you're not spending things that you're on to please other people. I guess what I'm trying to say, don't try and please other people with what you're spending money on. Please yourself. Spend money on the things that make you really happy, and that make your day special for you, not for other people, because they're there to celebrate with you anyway.
Yeah, very, very, very true. I mean, I think from my perspective, a lot of the things that we were choosing for our wedding day were things that meant things to us, or that were sentimental to the most important people to us. And I think we recently shared on our TikTok a meme of someone saying, "Don't provoke me to anger." and it was in someone sharing their opinion when they're not actually contributing financially to the wedding. So it's knowing whose opinions you should be taking on board as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
And that couldn't be more true than when you're buying your wedding dress.
Absolutely. How do you manage that? How do people manage the opinions? What are your tips there?
Oh, look, we would always just say to our brides, bring the people that whose opinion on this particular matter, you know, really matter the most to you. Ultimately, you know, we'll have conversations with the bride in the fitting room and say, you know, is this the dress that you love? Forget what people outside are saying. Is this the dress that you love? Because ultimately it's about how you feel. But when it comes to, you know, your entourage, you know, bring as many people as you want to, but the more people you bring, the more opinions you've got to contend with.
And we've definitely heard that a few times when we've had bridal wear topics on the episodes that we've done. I would definitely agree, and I think that's across the board. I think less is more.
Definitely.
I think the wedding days are traditional. We have an image of, I think everyone can, doesn't matter what background they're from, they can sit back and have an image of what a wedding looks like with the church, the venue, the photographs. There's an image that conjures up that's very similar. What I would say is be you. It's your day. You know, there is a build-up of your day. There are childhood dreams. There are stories, plenty of stories of planning weddings, you know, from an early age.
I was there thinking about my wedding when I was really young. I think it's just a normal thing,
of course. I remember my wife's folder, that became three folders. You know, when we started planning, you know, it was, and it was, And the focus was to make sure that was realised. So, mm-hmm. and one thing that we did was, she was her. She,
yes.
The dress that she chose was her dress. Mm-hmm. The flowers that she chose were our mm-hmm. flowers.
That
one's ours. I wasn't part of it. But the day was phenomenal. You know, it was brilliant. But there wasn't. She was her. She didn't follow convention. And we've talked about it, and especially now since joining this industry, we've talked about it many a times of what she was told to go and do and what she was mm-hmm. told to, you know, my friend bought from here and my friend did this mm-hmm. and my friend did that, and it was, that's all great. Information overload. What do I want? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Take on board those. Oh,
absolutely.
Dropping my name. Take on board all of those opinions, but then ultimately remember that it's your day and it's ultimately your decision on these things. Okay, my final question for you. Can you both please share your top three tips on how to find affordable wedding dress options without compromising on style or quality? I know, it's a big question. When we talked about all of these other things.
Three tips.
Or it can be combined tips.
No, of course. I think the research. We've talked about it already. Research.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you haven't worn a wedding dress before. Mm. So I think be open-minded. Jenny mentioned earlier, be open-minded. So within that planning and research stage, it's being open to all ideas. Mm. And take your time. You know, this isn't, don't put yourself under any time pressure going back to planning again. Mm. Fixate on what it is you want. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that what dress is it. Is it what's the outcome? Mm-hmm. Do you want a dress that is Instagrammable? Mm-hmm. Is that your sole purpose? And trust me, there are weddings that will happen because of that. People will choose their wedding dress because of that focus.
And ultimately, it's not actually a problem, because if the photos to you are the absolutely. Most important part, then mm-hmm. fine.
And actually, it's probably more popular now than ever. Mm. Do you want to dance all night? Do you want to, you know? So fixate on what's important for yourself. And then where we are today, talking about budget, it's know your budget. Mm-hmm. Know what importance you've put on it, what the rest of the wedding is going to cost. Mm-hmm. And try and stick to it.
Try your best.
I think, obviously, sing here as our wed to be. Advocate. Come to us. We have got incredible quality dresses at a great price. Just, you know, be open-minded mm-hmm. and try any style on.
We are used for that quite a lot. And mm-hmm. I say used in the open term, you know, it's, I don't know what style I am, I'm not sure. Well, go to where to be, because you can try everything on and you can leave.
Perfect. No pressure.
People are walking in saying, you know, that's it. That's what we can go and do. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything else that you both would like to share with our listeners, and any other tips or advice that you have about being budget savvy when it comes to wedding fashion?
I think we have covered the planning.
Should you plan? About the planning.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
And being really honest with yourself, mm-hmm. Knowing what's really important to you.
That's
your wedding.
A great point, because we've not actually said that. We've said be honest with other people and be open, mm-hmm. but being honest with yourself is very important in that respect.
Yes, yeah. As I said before, don't compromise on the things that are really important to you. Mm. There are other compromises that you can make mm-hmm. on other details of your wedding. So, but know. When you look back at those photos, and when you look at your video, and you look at, you know, you have your memories when you sat there on your honeymoon on that lovely beach or wherever you are, think what are going to be the things that you're remembering. Focus on those. Mm.
Lovely. Wonderful. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you coming in and sharing awesome, fantastic tips. Of course, as always, in the show notes, we will have links to Wed to Be. We will have links to their social media. And of course, any articles and other relevant things that you might want to have a look at in regards to being a budget savvy bride in wedding fashion. Thank you again for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
And we will see... And we will, no. It's got so far. thank you both so much for joining us again. It's been great having you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And we will be back again soon with our next episode of Guide to Brides the Wedding podcast. So don't forget to hit subscribe and we will see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Guide to Brides the Wedding podcast. Head over to guidetobrides.co.uk to continue your wedding planning. And don't forget to like, follow and subscribe on our social media channels at Guides for Brides.